Here in Harare, the specific reason why we take it as a minister is that there is an issue to do with the first lady, Gresham Mkabo, where apparently the goods that are looted from the poor people are given to her so that she could do her campaign. She said it herself that she got it from the looted things. So what is the minister to answer is why, in fact, the looted things are taken to benefit the first lady and in her campaign. They cannot loot from poor people who are trying to make ends meet for patronage.
But the local authorities say they have measures in place to reallocate vendors to designated vending sites. Do you think there are better alternatives?
We can't be patient when people are starving. These are people's lives that we're talking about. It's a matter of agency. This is what they're talking about. They are not profitable. They took people, they are allocating people out in outskirts where there's not people who can buy it. These people are not selling so that they can just pass in the front and to export to all weather elements. They want to sell so that they can make a business and make and feed their families and take their families to school. So why there's allocation, we're not happy with that. These are the things that we are raising also. So there are measures, there are intervention measures that they're trying to say when they're going. It's like taking someone and putting them in the bush and saying, who's going to go there? No one's going to go there. So it's a non-factor. That's why we are saying it's not good enough. Go back to the drawing board.
If you can briefly summarize for us some of your demands.
Our demands are basically that we want the accountability of related things. Where are they taken to? That is in Harare, particularly in Harare. In Harare also was an issue that is with the private company that collects fees from the vendors, and then the city council is collecting. So there is double collection of vending. We want explanation as to what is really happening with the two cases, and also we want the vending spaces to be well profitable for people so that they can at least make a sale for a day, rather than take them to out spaces where there's no people who can get there. So these are basically some of our demand, but we demand sanity in dealing with the issue of vendors. This is the only way that people can earn a living in Zimbabwe. It's not their fault that there was bad governance that resulted in the economic decline. So people should not be made to suffer for this.